This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hi, podcast.
Hi, what's people. Going on?
Hi, people.
Hi, Pookies.
What are Pookies?
That was a thing we did when you were you here?
I was here. The couple online, and he's
Pookie
very complimentary.
Oh, yeah, absolutely fire today.
It's a couple on TikTok, and he's always like obsessed with his lady.
What does he call it when they were in Venice? He's like, my Italian princess Pookie is looking absolutely fire today.
You're really good at impressions, Dave.
Thank you.
Need to do more on that.
She is honestly like that whole relationship is so bizarre to me because obviously I think he's minted, right? And she is just stunning and he is just really not. And it must have been her idea to set up the TikTok account. But literally all they do, if you've never seen it, is they review each other's outfits for their night out. But he's like, he always has the exact same thing on. Like always. He's like, it could be a jacket and like some sort of like jumper underneath. And they'd be like, I've got the Levi's jeans on, I got the Hermes belt and I got these whatever
really
shoes.
Expensive stuff.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's the same thing though. But she's always wearing something different. Something like she always looks amazing.
Yeah.
What's
your
the
man's
most such an effort? Expensive piece of clothing you think you own?
Oh, that's a great question. I think it is probably a hoodie that I robbed from up the mountain.
Oh yeah, we did. We did that before. You
yeah,
said
I was
that,
up.
Yeah.
I was climbing up a mountain, saw a hoodie that was left there, and I was like, "I'll go take that home, clean that, wash that." And it's a Tommy Hilfiger hoodie.
Okay, cool.
So it's probably worth about 150 or something.
What about your suits? Would you not have an expensive?
Oh yeah,
suit?
A suit is about 300.
Is it 300?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really dear. I've never worn anything that expensive.
I don't think I have either worn anything that expensive. Do you have anything expensive?
I think my most expensive piece of clothing is my signature cardigan that he's always slagged me
is
for wearing.
It?
It's like pink and orange kind of pattern, but it's from And Other Stories. And I remember I wanted it for so long, but it was like 120 euro.
Ooh,
it's like some nice
spicy.
Fancy wool or whatever. And then my boyfriend Alex got it for me for my birthday.
That's cute.
To know though, where you're like, I don't want to spend that myself, but thank you.
Do you not have
take
like,
that as
my,
a present?
My housemate has a purse, like a one of them bags, like you know, like I don't know, it's not a clutch really, but it's kind of like a bag, and it cost her $4,000.
Fuck off!
Yeah.
No, I've never been into like designer.
No,
anything like that.
I've never. I got
and
my
fair
first,
enough. If you are, it's your money.
I got my first designer bag. I bought it with like birthday money last year for my 30th. Like,
oh,
it's
yeah.
a tiny little Coach bag, and I'm like, that'll do. That's
ooh,
so
what's
cheap.
The brand?
Was it
Coach?
Dear?
Oh, Coach is a brand. Sorry, I thought that was a thing.
Yeah, and that's it. Apart from that, I owe nothing expensive because I know what I'm like with clothes. As soon as a pair of jeans gets to €50, I'm like, they better last me years. They were €50.
And if I get a tiny stain on it or if a scuff, I get so annoyed.
Same.
I think I'm just like the most messiest person in the world. Like, I love buying new hoodies and stuff like that, and I'm really into grey hoodies at the moment.
Yeah.
And then every single time I go out, I come home and there's Guinness stains all over the thing.
Well, the worst is
grey is bad for stains.
And do you ever find even when you put it through the wash, a stain doesn't come out properly?
Not
on grey.
No.
You can still kind of see it.
I just fill the washing machine with loads of loads of what do you call it?
Detergent.
That one. Yeah.
I actually get so sad when I stain something.
Same.
Like,
same.
I feel it like
yeah, it hurts.
In my core.
It's like a shot to the wherever you've gotten.
I actually kind of can't get over it.
It's so annoying.
I'm after getting so much better, guys. I haven't bought any clothing in like weeks. And
no
weeks
way.
And weeks. Yep.
God, because you were a divil for that Zara sale earlier in the year.
I was a real divil for
every
that.
Every day.
Every day. I popped into Zara.
I got a few more bits.
Also, I think the most expensive thing in my wardrobe, sorry, it took me a while to think of it, and I actually am really proud to say this line as well. I actually got it in a vintage store in Venice.
Oh, very nice.
I really enjoyed saying that. It's like an old, maybe doesn't stand for very positive things, actually quite the opposite. I think it's an old army jacket, like pilot jacket.
Oh, I know it.
The American.
Oh, right.
Yeah, like it was a jacket.
So a dead soldier's jacket?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm just joking. He might be dead.
I don't know. I'll wear it tomorrow and you can see what you think, but it's one of those like oversized.
Like, it's covered in blood.
Look for blood, yeah.
It's really oversized. Gave me like Ariana Grande vibes when I saw it.
Oh,
I think
yeah,
about 100
cool.
quid and then I was like, right.
By the way, listen to her album.
Yeah, I need to listen to her album today. Okay, go on. Talk to you tomorrow live.
Bye.
And enjoy the podcast. Bye-bye.
Let's go.
How are you? Good morning. It's Tuesday the 12th of March. 2 minutes after 7, you're with Emma, Dave and Aisling here on Spin.
Good morning. Let's do this thing.
Lovely
How
and bright out there today.
Well,
I know it was.
Well.
It was. There was brightness in the sky, and we'll take that.
The sky was a different tint of black. That's what it was.
That is a win for me.
The sky was slightly on the navy side.
Yeah. It's slim pickings.
I'll give you that. And it wasn't very cold as well. So.
It wasn't.
It was a little bit warmer, wasn't it? It was quite nice, actually.
Last night, I went out to an event. It was like an Irish music event. I know.
You're mad joke.
It was an Irish music event in Whelan's, okay? But I have a friend who absolutely adores one of the artists, one of the artists that was headlining, Sarika Richardson. So she said, I'll come with you. And this is the second time I've seen my friend. You ever go through a phase when you see like a particular mate like once every couple of months?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, oh my God, I'm seeing you again within the week.
Excellent. Yeah.
We were out together on Friday as well. But what makes my, what makes it all just mwah, mwah, mwah. Her dry January spell has continued.
Wow.
So I'm being picked up and dropped home like the queen.
Oh my God, amazing.
Oh, it's absolutely fabulous, darling.
She's doing it into March. Yeah, that's very impressive. Going.
Yeah, yeah, to this point, I don't think. Anyway.
She brought her to Whelan's last night and she didn't break her dry January.
No.
Fair play to her.
Very determined.
And she drove you home.
She's still going and a lift home. So I invited her to Jason Derulo on Thursday.
Do right. She can come to any event.
Like, if you want to come to anything, I'm going. Yeah, 100%.
She got parking on Camden Street.
Oh,
like
excellent.
That is deluxe.
In a loading bay, check the sign. We are laughing. Stroll down, strolled home to the door. See you on Thursday for Jason Derulo. Yeah. Will I come to you or are you Ari to swing over for me? Oh, Grant. Cool.
Brilliant. Again, thank you.
Happy days. What a game changer.
It's going to be your new best friend.
Yeah. You're on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. Let's do this for a Tuesday.
Spin's fully charged.
Recharged.
Dua Lipa's training season on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. It's just 7:10. I know it's very early to be talking about Burger King, but get your belly at the ready because Michaela Hayes today from lunchtime giving you the chance here at Spin to win Burger King for your whole office. So make sure to have her on at work from 10 o'clock this morning.
Some food company needs to take that line.
Yeah.
Get your belly at the ready.
That kind of works.
Trademark that immediately.
Do you not? Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
Okay, thank you very much. That is mine. Come to me, drop me an email and we can discuss. As you can probably hear, my voice is a bit of a cold coming on. And on the back of then seeing the story this morning, I'm starting to think that maybe it's completely and utterly my own doing, i.e. maybe I've brought this on myself to the point that I can't even blame being in a crowd or sitting beside someone on the bus and overhearing some sneeze or picking something up off Dave from his many illnesses over the last few months. Instead, I think that this is completely now my own fault because I've just come across this morning a health warning issued by experts about something that I'm a devil for doing, and that is going to bed with wet hair.
Oh no!
Emma, that's just the worst thing for you to do in particular because you have so much hair.
It's very,
you may as well dump a bucket of water on your bed and go to sleep.
It's true, Aisling. I wholeheartedly agree with
that's
you.
That's the one thing you learn as a kid not to do.
Exactly.
You had a shower, you got to dry that before. It's like...
And this is coming from a man with very short hair.
Exactly. Like, you got to dry that hair.
All right, Mum and Dad.
You got it.
Yeah, when I was a child, it was always my least favourite thing to have to do. I always
dry your
like,
hair.
I was just like, can I not just go to bed?
That is a pain.
I so love drying my hair because you just dry it over your body and then your whole body would be warm after you get in the
have
shower.
Have you seen the length of my hair?
Yeah, fair.
It takes bloody ages.
How long does it take you?
If it's fully wet, like just out of the shower and has been in a towel for 2 hours, which is what I normally do in the evening.
Really?
Then it's a lengthy process, yeah. But if it's like, as I said, being in the top of my head in a towel while I've been dusting around the house for a couple of hours, then it's not that big a deal. But still, I don't tend to do it very often. Instead, what I would do is I would stick to what my mom used to say. What are you doing, Dave?
Sorry, I was putting on my Nicorette patch.
Oh, right.
That's why my top was off.
Why is he stripping? I would always go back to what my mum always said and told me to do when I'd be kicking up a fuss, which was, let's just get the heavy wet off it at least.
Yeah.
So the heavy wet.
I've heard
that.
That
kind of way, the heavy wet. So that's kind of what I do. And as a result, now I'm sick. Are you scared? You should be scared of the new findings.
Okay.
Health experts
I'm not scared because I never do it, but I'm scared for you now.
Can we get sick because you're sick from wet hair?
I don't know.
Like, or surely we just have to get wet hair to get sick. No?
I don't know, Dave, how that works. The warm and humid environment created by your wet hair against your bedding provides the perfect breeding ground for mites.
Oh, stop it.
If you've ever gone to bed with wet hair or rested your wet hair against the back of your headboard, experts urge you to think twice before ever doing so again. Mites aren't the only concern. It also harbours bed bugs and bacteria.
Oh my God.
According to a survey conducted by the experts, a staggering 53% of respondents admitted to never cleaning their headboards. I don't have a headboard.
I have a headboard. I didn't know I was supposed to clean it.
What if it's a wooden headboard?
I don't know how you clean a wooden headboard.
Or a fabric headboard.
Maybe Callum can look. I don't know, because it's really recommended.
Who's ever cleaned their headboard?
I don't think anyone in Dublin is like, oh my God, it's Wednesday, must clean my headboard.
Yeah, no. Sometimes I run the Hoover over the top of it because it'd be a bit dusty or something. But
let's all have a real honesty moment. How often do you wash your bed sheets?
Oh, don't ask me that, because the last
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to put my hand up every 2 weeks.
Yeah, but that's really good.
Do you think so?
That's unbelievable. Yes. I haven't done mine in months.
I know. I'd say we do ours probably every 2 to 3 weeks. Three weeks, maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe a month.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Longer.
I don't know if I've done mine this year, to be honest. I think I put new ones on for Christmas, and that was it.
Two of yous are mingers.
Are you serious?
I swear.
Two of me?
You with your wet hair and your mites. Right, you with your dirty bed covers.
Right, you need to be washing your bedding weekly if you want to prevent the buildup of mites and other bacteria. The experts also say you should never keep your... Actually, no, before I say any more. How long have you had your pillow?
Do you know what? I actually washed my pillow the other day because I needed to wash my shoes.
The full pillow or just the case?
Oh, the pillow.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
How long have you had it?
Decades.
Yeah, I think mine's from like my granny's era.
Yeah, like inherited.
Mine's from like the 70s.
Okay, well, God will help us all.
The 70s.
It is.
You should never keep your pillow for longer than 2 years.
I hear.
They harbour millions of dust bites that transfer to your headboard as well. Again, I don't have a headboard, so I'm laughing here. And hundreds of dust mites can live in just 1 gram of dust. It's disgusting.
I think I might hate you.
Yeah, sorry.
I think I genuinely hate you.
Now, you're giving out to me for going to bed with wet hair, but do we have any droolers in the room?
I'm not a drooler.
I do a bit of a drool sometimes, maybe during a nap.
You're screwed then, because if you drool or sweat in your sleep, another health warning with similar vein in mind about dust mites has been issued.
All right, okay.
So, buy yourself a new pillow.
I might just, like, never sleep again.
Do you know what I got yesterday? And I'm not even lying. This is just total coincidence. I swear on my life, I got two new pillows yesterday. Because my housemate Emer came in the other morning to my room, hopped in bed with me and ordered McDonald's breakfast and said, your pillows are awful. They're so uncomfortable. And ever since I'm like, they are. They're really bad pillows. So I got two new ones yesterday.
Emma prides herself in her bed.
Yeah. So I'm sorted for a while. Here is Paul Russell. This is Little Boo Thang on Spin.
Recharged. I want to dive into the Nepo verse this morning.
Oh, good.
So you might have heard the term Nepo baby. Kind of came about over a year ago, I'd say. And it was like a term that kind of like Gen Z online were giving to the children of famous people.
Yeah, like Hailey Baldwin.
Yeah, so Nepo being nepotism. And like everybody was like, Nepo babies have been around since literally like the Roman Empire.
It's essentially kids who have a massive step up in life.
Because of their
just
parents.
Because silver spoon. From the moment they're conceived.
Yeah, but the term Nepo babies, it's kind of cutesy.
I do like it.
And it's kind of fun. But there's a new thing, and they're Nepo parents. So these are the parents of famous people who were completely ordinary people until their kids got famous.
Gotcha.
So kind of not really the Kris Jenner, because she kind of like orchestrated Kim K and kind all
like,
them.
Like our parents.
But like, yeah, literally if our parents just suddenly, if we became mega famous and then they be like kind of piggybacked off our success.
Yeah.
So the reason why I came across this was because I kind of coined the term myself.
Oh, did you?
And then realised that it's an already existing term. So I was on Twitter like last week, and Matthew Knowles popped up. He's Beyonce's dad, and I follow him, obviously.
Oh, I don't know him.
And he was actually Destiny's Child's manager back in the day.
Right.
And on his like cover photo on his Twitter page, it's like a big ad for MatthewKnowles.com. Speaker, author, entrepreneur. And it says, the architect behind the careers of Beyonce, Solange and Destiny's Child.
No.
Yeah, so he's basically like a public speaker, and it's all just kind of basically because he's Beyonce's dad.
And he calls himself the architect of their success.
Yeah, which I think is kind of cocky.
Oh my God, if I was Beyonce, I'd be like, Dad, are you all right?
Yeah, and they've definitely had like a bit of a rocky relationship. Like he was very tough on them, I think.
Yeah.
And he's written a book like years ago, I think, called Destiny's Child, The Untold Story
by Matthew Knowles. He must have wanted wanted them to be famous or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He pushed them real
it's
hard.
It's like the Venus and Serena Williams sisters.
Yeah.
Their, parent, like, oh, yeah. their parents had kids the, and then like their dad was like, we're going to have two more and we're going to make them tennis stars. That's basically the story, the Williams sisters.
Wouldn't you absolutely hate your parents if you knew that that's kind of the push?
Yeah, that's so contrived.
Yeah.
So I'd say Matthew Knowles is a bit more in the Kris Jenner end of things.
Yeah.
But I googled the term Nepo parent and there are a few that are like absolute, like they are piggybacking off their children. Harry Styles' mom, her name is Anne Twist. Do you know anything about her?
No, but she didn't work in the bakery along with Harry, did she?
I actually don't know anything about what she was before, but I'll tell you now. She has 2.6 million followers on Instagram and she's started writing children's books.
Wow.
Her first book got 127,000 likes on Instagram when it was announced, and that's four times more than Liz Truss's post when she became Prime Minister, which, to be fair, didn't go so
that's
well.
That's a random comparison.
It was the one in the article.
Right, okay.
I didn't go searching that. Last summer, Rolling Stone magazine reviewed the debut album of a 70-year-old web developer called Rob Grant, and it was very out of character for them to do a review of like a 70-year-old kind of classical album. Rob Grant was no ordinary web developer, though, because
he's huge.
He is Lana Del Rey's dad.
No way!
Yeah, he ended up doing an interview with GQ magazine.
Oh my God.
And he actually said that he was happy to be the first Nepo daddy. So he's kind of leaning into it.
I kind of like this, though. Like, I'm like, you brought the kids up. And now they're bringing you up.
And also,
kids are probably happy for them. In some cases, they might have had those desires anyway. And they're just elevated so much more because they're like, oh my God, look what Harry Styles' mom is up to.
Yeah. The last one I'll tell you about, and this is a man who is thoroughly leaning into the Nepo daddy role. It is the father of comedian Jack Whitehall.
Oh yeah.
Do you know?
I love him.
Yeah, so he's kind of become like famous, but like through Jack. So his name is Michael. His Insta handle is @FatherWhitehall.
Wow.
He has over 500,000 followers.
They went on remember they did that Netflix Travelling With My Father or Travels With My Father thing?
Yeah, so he's 83.
Yeah.
And up until 2017, he was living out his retirement. He was a former theatrical agent, which is kind of a fancy job. And Jack started mentioning him in some of his stand-up gigs in like 2017, and then they ended up doing a Netflix show together called Travels With My Father. Mm. Bit like The Baz, I think.
Yes.
50 Ways to Kill Your Mammy or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's kind of just, Baz's mom is just kind of like being
there.
Nancy.
Yeah, yeah.
Just doing her own
chilling,
thing.
Chilling, yeah.
This lad now has a podcast with his wife, Hillary, called The Wittering Whitehalls. They are the ultimate Nepo parents.
Wow.
Yeah. And I encourage Nepo parents to be Nepo parents.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They've
that's
been
probably
really
why your mom went off and got her doctorate, Dave.
Why?
Yeah, when
just
you got
like,
spin.
Oh,
yeah, when I got spin, she was like, I'm going to be
a
doctor.
I'll fly through this. My son's got spin. I'll be fine.
I got all the connections to become a doctor.
Yeah, absolutely.
This will really help me. My goal.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been able to do this if David wasn't on spin.
Good on them. Apart from like the Serena parents you were mentioning,
yeah,
who was like,
but they're also they're millionaires now, do you know?
Yeah, true.
Spins fully charged.
Teddy Swims and Lose Control here on Spin. We are Emma, Dave and Aisling. It's 20 to 8. Good morning.
Good morning. Do you remember a couple of weeks ago I was telling you about my housemate's brand new fella?
Yes.
And how I wasn't a big fan because he was very loud and he snored a lot whenever he was in the house.
He was keeping you up at night with
the
snoring.
He was keeping me up with the snoring.
Is he still around?
He is still around and I've started to love him.
Oh!
Do you know why? And
brilliant.
I've realised it's actually very easy for me to love people. Just buy me things. He buys the house non-stop things.
He's clued in.
And it's fantastic. Like, I think my housemate was sick a couple of days ago and he came over and he was like, you're sick, you poor thing. And went to the shop and got her stuff.
Aww,
do you know what I mean?
That's so nice.
And that's just a housemate. That's not his girlfriend.
God, I'd be getting a bit offended. I'd be getting a bit like jealous if I was a girlfriend.
Yeah, I was kind of sitting on the couch there going, I need to pretend to be sick. I need to get some stuff out of this.
I think it's cute. I think it sounds like he's trying to kind of buy your love.
Yes, I'm absolutely there for that.
But I'm totally on board with it because sometimes I feel like I've obviously lived with people over there many years, and when there's a new relationship comes into the house, you're kind of like, you need to earn your keep around here, pal.
Yeah, for sure.
Dead,
you know
right.
what I mean?
You're a sixth housemate here now.
If you're taking a shower here 3 days a week, you'd want to be coughing
up. Oh, cough up a bit of rent, you're dead
know?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want your sickness. Go down and buy kitchen roll.
Yeah.
You know,
I
keep
actually,
this house moving.
I agree with you. So I'm all for him buying stuff and I hope it continues. And especially in the past week, I really hope it continues because he has an in, or I now have an in because he has an in with the cash and carry.
Oh, wow.
Right? Oh, stop.
You are not going to believe the amount of things that we have got from him. We didn't even have to pay.
I have never had the pleasure of entering a cash and carry.
Neither have I.
It's just, it seems like wonderland to me.
It's one of my dreams.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, he came home with us for the other day, for us, a 26-pack of Kyo's popcorn.
Excuse me?
So random. Do Kyo's even do popcorn?
They do indeed. It is honey popcorn.
Oh.
And it is stunning.
Wow. And you've 26 packs of it.
Doesn't sound great, but I'm really curious now. Yeah.
Why are we giving away IMC Cinema Passes on this show when we've got 26 packs of Kyo's popcorn?
Sorry, we don't have anything. I have it. Then he pulls out a full card of bacon fries. When I say a full card, the card you'd see at the back of the pub.
Wow.
Behind the bar.
Oh,
a full packet. Like, it's, I think it's like 30 bags of bacon fries.
God, guys, he must think you and your housemates hate him.
Oh my God, sorry. The pleasure of ripping one off the card when you want one.
We even bought hooks.
So you can hang it up.
So we can hang it up on the wall.
Obsessed.
We bought like them sticky hooks.
That's brilliant.
Does anyone know what you find beside the bacon fries in the pub?
Oh, peanuts. Scampi fries.
Scampi fries.
Damn it.
We got a card full of them too. Because why the hell not? We're turning it into a pub. The house. So we've got so far 26 bags of popcorn.
Wow.
25 bags of scampi fries. 25 bags of bacon fries. And I am loving every single moment of it.
It does the snoring still bother you the same way?
I haven't heard him once since.
You're too busy. You can't hear him over the crunching in your own ears.
Literally.
The sound of the bacon fries in bed.
And he brought home a big box of crisps as well.
Wow.
Normal
what
crisps.
A king. Yeah, oh my God.
They were king, actually.
Can we put some orders in? Were they?
Yeah, they were king.
Can we put some orders in to the cash and carry via via the man?
My housemate's fella is going to the cash and carry. Would you like anything? 087-711-103.
Oh, yes, okay.
Oh my God, this is exciting.
What would you like?
Housemates, fellas, go to the cash and carry and he'll pick you up something nice.
Yeah, what would you like? Text us in.
I do feel a bit mean in the sense that the poor guy is so desperately trying to buy your love, but let's take full advantage of him while he's in this vulnerable position.
We're being serious here. What you want in the shop?
Yeah, what you want in the shop?
087-711-103. Can I pitch? I'm making my list as we speak.
Can I pitch a quick order?
Yeah.
Toilet paper.
Okay.
Can't have enough of it. Cash and carry, you'd have like 42 rolls. You'd be done until the end of the summer.
And we'll add it to like the list. €6.
We'll add it to the list. Get thinking of what you want. I'll see if he's free today.
I don't think Dave's joking, by the way. 087-711-1038. If you want anything in the cash and carry from Dave's
housemate's new fella.
But look, I'll
ask him. No promises.
087-711-1038. Quite simply, what you want in the shop? Hey, do you want it in the shop? Dave just told us he listened to the full album last night, Eternal Sunshine, the new one from Ariana Grande. Big fan.
Obsessed. Lads.
Oh, I need to listen to
it. It's honestly brilliant.
You are with Emma, Dave and Aisling. This is Spin. Good morning.
Good morning. So, I have a new kind of... There's a new guy in my house. He just kind of potters in every now and again. And I used to hate when he was there because it meant I wasn't going to sleep because he snores very loud. This is my housemate's fella, right? New fella. However, he started to buy our love and I'm totally on board with it. Like, he's a great guy now. Really, really like him.
I really like this guy.
Great
yeah.
guy. But he has started going to the cash and carry because I was about to say he's come to the cash machine. He's going to the cash and carry and just buying us loads of things and it's kind of fantastic. He bought us, I think there's a 26 bag box worth of popcorn, Kyo's honey popcorn, which is just so stunning.
So niche.
He bought us the full card that you'd find in the pub of scampi fries and bacon fries. That's like 25 bags each of them.
Wow. Yeah.
Both class.
Things you can only get in the cash and carry.
Exactly. And then he bought us like big box of crisps as well. He was like, oh, I just saw these and thought of you. And we were like, legend. Thank you very much.
The problem is he set the bar so high now, he literally can't come to your house anymore without a cash and carry run.
Yeah, very true. I don't think he's ever come to the house without something. I remember the day after he snored I was kept up, he bought me like a Toblerone. So I was like, I might just continue to complain.
Yeah.
I hope he never fixes his store.
So we decided to take full advantage of this morning and try and add things to the list for Dave to get your man to get for us in the cash and carry.
That's it. Yeah. So my housemate's fella is going to the cash and carry. What do you want? 087-711-1038.
Ash, what are you saying?
I've got like a bit of a list. I think this is the perfect party mix. It's only three items.
A party mix? Okay.
It's like the perfect ingredients for a party. So I want a 4-litre tub of vanilla ice cream. That's
okay.
I've checked.
Liters.
They have that.
Do you have room in the fridge?
Why vanilla?
Because I'm going to top it with a 570ml bottle of raspberry syrup for ice cream. That's on special at the moment in the cash and carry. I've just checked online.
Raspberry syrup,
that's
is
like
it?
Half a litre.
Is that like the red sauce, sauce that the ice cream man puts on?
Obviously, wow. Class. And then just for some hot food for the party, 5 kg of mozzarella sticks.
Yes. Oh, that's stunning.
And that is the night sorted.
I'd like a few cleaning products, please.
Oh, of course you would.
Good deals. No,
Ash wants a party and Emma wants to clean.
I'd like some bleach. I would like some polish. And a bit of fairy liquid.
You'd be getting litres of this stuff.
Honestly, yeah. I'd be getting liquids of fairy liquid or litres of fairy liquid. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Keely was on. What do you want in the shop is the question.
The best thing to come out of the cash and carry is the big bottles of blender sauces. Sweet chilli, garlic mayo, taco. Savage.
Big fan.
So yeah, I would like a garlic sauce.
A load of sauces, is it?
A load of sauces for Keely, please, Dave, on the list.
Right, perfect, yeah.
And Louise, what do you want in the shop?
Chocolate and muffins and goodies for the kids.
Chocolate and muffins and goodies for the kids.
And you don't care, like, what type of chocolate, what type of muffins or goodies?
No, I have boys in my house, so you can only imagine the amount I go through. So anything to fill them and keep them happy, and I'd be happy.
So you do need the cash and carry. You need bulk.
Yeah, you need bulk. The goodies thing, like, that could mean anything. Like, goodies could be jellies, goodies could be crisps. What do you want?
Oh, anything. They're boys. Like, they'll eat crisps, they'll eat jellies, they'll eat anything.
Okay, once Grant.
Healthy food.
Right.
I'm on the Cash and Carry website and there's a deal on Cadbury Twirl Extra Bars. They come in a box of 36. Will that do?
That'll do.
Nice.
That'll
one, Louise.
All right.
It's on the list for Dave's housemates fellow.
I'll let him know, Louise.
Perfect. That's great.
We'll report back. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Dave, the list is getting long now because Alan was on. A large bag of Digger's Crispy Chicken. Don't know what that is.
Digger's Crispy Chicken. Okay.
That's specific, right? This and man knows the cash and carry.
A large vanilla cheesecake.
Oh,
please.
Nice, yeah.
For Alan.
Right, these is getting long.
Yeah. One more thing for the list there. Rob as well says, can you sort me a case of Red Bull?
Oh.
We'll get you 500 bottles of Red Bull, Rob.
My
no
God.
Problem.
Okay, anything else to add to the list? Because he's only going once. 087-711-103. What do you want from the shop?
The poor guy's so going to do this. I feel bad.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Calvin Harris and Rag and Bone Man, lovers in a past life on Spin 103. Good morning.
I was saying that my housemate has a new fella and he absolutely loves the cash and carry and he keeps buying us stuff. We've got popcorn, we've got scampi fries, we've got bacon fries, we've got crisps. The house is looking like a Sentra and it's deadly. I absolutely love it. So I'm asking you, what do you want from the shop? I'll see if I can get it from you from him. 087-711-1038.
Dara's come in with quite a heavy one. 10 kg bag of rice,
oh,
please.
Oh, okay, right. Is that into the list? This list is very, very long. Yeah. Do you want to see what we have on
it's
it?
Getting heavy.
3 litres of ketchup, toilet paper, chocolate goodies and muffins. 4 vanilla ice cream, 4 litres of vanilla ice cream, 570ml of raspberry syrup, mozzarella sticks, bleach polish fairy liquid, sauces and Digger's chicken and vanilla cheesecake and a case of Red Bull and 10 kg of rice now.
That's a list.
God,
that's
the
a
poor list. Guy.
Maybe all right. He's a big, tall lad.
Yeah.
He's strong.
He'll get a trolley, you know, to help him out. Now, Fiona was on. She has a proposition for you, Dave.
I walk in the cash and carry. I listen to you every morning. A very well-known cash and carry. So you're all more than welcome to have a day pass if you'd like to come to the cash and carry.
We're all going to the shop.
We've won.
This is the best thing ever.
We've won the top prize
of life. I feel like we won the cash machine. This is amazing.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Fiona.
Fiona, our day and week has truly been made.
Have our people talk to your people. And by our people, we mean ourselves. We'll ring you on our personal mobile if that's what it takes.
Fiona, we will see you very soon.
Oh my God. If you want to have a reaction like that, well, we are playing the golden ticket next.
Yes, we are indeed. All but thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. If you'd like to win a holiday to Corfu in Greece, get in touch now. The word golden, please. 087-711-1038.
Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up.
Rise and shine.
Good morning. It's just coming up to 4 minutes after 8 on Tuesday, the 12th of March. We are Emma, Dave and Aisling. This is Spin. Hope all is well with you.
Morning.
Good morning. Do you remember you'd have like a sick day when you were like a kid and you'd stay home and you'd watch daytime TV and you'd be like, dear God, daytime TV sucks.
Yeah.
But there was one show that I just loved so much and even to this day, I love it so much. And that was the weakest link, right? Anne Robinson, I want to say, was her name.
She was fantastic.
She was evil, and
she
I loved her.
Wagon.
She was an absolute wagon.
I watched some Weakest Link over Christmas, and it was crazy the stuff she was saying.
The amount of stuff that she like got away with was
it's
insane.
Shocking.
I was at home at my parents last weekend. The Weakest Link was on, and the guy who presents now, I can't remember
Ramesh.
His name.
Yeah,
it doesn't have the same effect when he's like, "You are the weakest link." Yeah. Bye.
Ramesh,
I need Anne to make me feel like a piece of poo.
Stab me in the face. Yeah.
Ramesh, I feel like is too nice.
He's
lovely. And to kind of prove that, there was obviously the Weakest Link. It's kind of back now with Ramesh, but they're doing like celebrity versions, right?
Sure.
Helen Flanagan, she is a actress. She was on I'm a Celeb.
Oh yeah,
before.
I remember her. She was in Curry, wasn't she?
And she played. I can't remember who she played. Oh, she played. Rosie Webster in Coronation
Street.
Yes,
she did. I actually watched Curry around the time she was in it when I was in school. I went through a massive phase of both in school, EastEnders and Curry, but I loved her in it. Yeah, she was great.
I remember watching her, Helen Flanagan, on I'm Celeb, and I was
so
like, I feel like this girl is quite a nice person. I really, really get along with her. And that's why when she was on The Weakest Link, I wasn't like, haha, what a dope, because she answered the question wrong, right? Because I'm like, I'm a dope as well. I answer so many questions wrong, or things like if we go to a pub quiz or someone asks me a question.
You don't know.
General knowledge is horrendous.
Honestly. Yep. However, this question, and Helen, I do love it a bit, but I do need to play you this clip.
Helen, in geology, the White Cliffs of Dover are principally formed of what substance? Chalk or cheese?
Cheese.
Chalk.
Now, I'm shocked that they're formed of chalk.
Yeah, so am I.
But I guess chalk is probably a type of rock, not chalk around the border.
But I'm also like, do you know when you're just like on the spot there?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I don't know, the second one you said. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's obviously not cheese, Helen.
Yeah.
Oh, God. God, love her.
I feel like, though, when you're doing something like that, she probably didn't even hear what
exactly.
I asked her.
Yeah.
It's just in that blind panic. All she heard, and the last thing she heard was cheese. She said, cheese.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's 50-50, I guess.
That's so something that I would.
And she looked really confused after she was wrong. She was kind of like, I was like, oh God's sake. And they moved her on. They moved on, and she was straight away voted out.
Oh, was she?
Straight away.
I vote for Helen because she said cheese.
She said cheese. The Cliffs of Dover are not making cheese.
Right, we're going to play the golden ticket very shortly. Here it spins. Stay there.
Yeah. Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Okay, I got that.
Golden ticket.
Okay, we are trying to give away this holiday to Corfu, all but thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Sean is on to take it on this morning. Where are you and what are you doing right now, Sean?
I'm in the car on my way to work.
What do you do, Sean?
I'm an occupational therapist.
Oh, occupational therapist. Is that like you tell people how to get jobs?
No. Basically, we look at everyone's day-to-day activities and see if they're struggling with it. And if they're struggling with anything in particular, we look at different ways of making it easier. Basically, making life a bit easier for people.
Yep.
Like installing seats in showers. I would like one of them.
Yes, that's a big part of it as well.
Yeah. Honestly, my granny got one of them and it's absolutely stunning.
Like,
have a shower
example,
sitting down.
If you need a handrail going up the stairs,
very
it would help you out.
I like it.
A shower is a very contemplative place to be in. If ever you're in a hotel, they have one.
Yeah, I'll talk to you after the game, Sean.
Oh, you want a chair in your shower?
Yes.
I think that'd be weird.
So relaxing.
Your ass would never get clean. Like, do you know what I mean?
I know, you're just having to sit down halfway through.
Right, okay.
Now you're in the spa.
Yeah,
one
fair enough.
Like showers coming out. Yeah.
It is stunning to have
Sean,
to sit down in the shower.
Come here. Have you any holidays planned for the year ahead?
I actually do.
Do you? Where are you going?
I'm going away just down the country for a weekend.
Oh, very nice.
Load.
Oh, yeah. Well, you'll probably get lashed on, so we will send you to Corfu.
What are you doing in Athlone?
Going to a hotel up there, going away for a weekend.
Okay, I'll leave you alone. I won't ask any more of your personal business. Athlone is lovely, though. Go to Sean's bar when you're there. Right, now I want to ask you a question, Sean. Are you going to be any good at this game?
I hope so.
Okay, that's good. Promising.
Okay, that's promising, yeah. Okay.
We hope so, too. We really want you to win.
Sean, this is Emma, Dave and Aisling's golden ticket. Have you heard the game before?
Yes, I have.
Amazing. Guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win the ultimate break in Corfu. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to tell us one artist that's on the song. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know the tune, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next tune. All makes sense, Sean?
Yes.
Happy days. Where are you from?
Palmerstown.
Right, very nice. Sean from Palmerstown, 25 seconds is on the clock.
Good luck,
best
Sean.
Of luck. Song one playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
As you promised me that I was more than
Noah Kahan, Stick Season.
Stop the clock.
Beautiful.
Stuff.
Well done, Sean.
Nice and quick to start us off. Noah Kahan, Stick Season. You got that in just under 4 seconds. So we've 21 and a bit seconds left and four songs to go.
Plus one swap at the ready as well if you need it. Let's go for song two. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Tyler Waters.
Stop the clock.
Lovely. Good man, Sean. I was wondering if it would take you until they had to say water, but you were even quicker. So Tyler Water in the bag. 17 seconds left now. Three songs to go and a swap.
And a swap is right. Let's go for song three, Sean. Halfway there. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
You see tonight, it could go either way. Hearts
swap. Swap.
Okay.
Let's swap it out.
Nice use of the swap there, Sean. No messing.
Very true, I like it.
You knew you weren't going to get it. Was that it, Sean?
Yeah.
Okay, that was Ed Sheeran and Celestial. We've swapped it out. We're back to 17 seconds and three songs remaining.
Let's go for a brand new song three, Sean. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Take a photo, analyze this moment for the days when I don't.
What do you think?
Oh,
I
don't know.
Irish.
And I know time will take you far from me.
Three.
What? I don't know.
God. I'm sad now.
I really thought we were onto a winner there, Sean.
How did I?
That was old Dermot Kennedy.
Oh, right.
Kiss
okay.
me. Kiss me the way.
Yeah, I don't think I would have gotten that.
If we died
tonight. You're not a Dermo fan then, Sean, no.
Not the biggest now.
Yeah. Are you That's a bit fed up? Too much there was too much Dermo there for a while. Yeah, it was a bit much.
Well, Sean, with the Dermot Kennedy tattoo.
Yeah, well, listen, we all have our regrets.
Sean, we couldn't let you go. Sean, we couldn't let you go empty-handed, so we're sending you to a hotel in Athlone.
Oh! On you.
Completely on you, with your own money. Congratulations, you're welcome.
You need to make your own way down, your own spending money.
But you can go to Sean's bar when you're there.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Sorry, Sean.
Everyone's a winner, baby. See you, Sean.
See you, Sean.
Bye. Okay, come on. Who knows their music?
Oh, that was a killer.
Who knew Ed Sheeran Celestial there straight away? Did you? Did you know Dermot Kennedy Kiss Me straight away?
100% people knew Dermot Kennedy Kiss Me straight away.
Come on, air, and take this holiday. It's sitting there waiting for you to enjoy. 087-711-1038. Register for tomorrow with the word golden now. Hello, producer Colin, what's up?
I have a very interesting text that's just come in there saying, I'm going to start making a golden ticket playlist of all the guesses and the right songs.
Oh. That's really good.
Is someone noticing that I'm using kind of the same songs?
Over and over.
Because, well, there only are so many songs.
Well, that's the thing. And we always say, and I've actually, something that I've not disclosed, all of the songs that we're using in the golden ticket have been played on Spin within the last 7 days.
Oh, wow.
So they're never going to be like really weird songs.
AKA producer Callum just flicks through the playlist and goes, that'll do.
That'll do.
Kind of lazy, but it's also very good for you. So, like, I honestly thought we were going all the way this morning.
Yeah, I really thought Sean was going to take it. And
he's really quick at the start.
You know what? I'm also thinking, oh, we're sending you to Corfu. It's kind of become like, oh, we're just sending you to Corfu. It's 7 nights at the Royal Grand Hotel
this morning
in Corfu.
Going, Aisling, what are your days off this year? Emma, what holidays have you put in? I want to go to the sun.
I just need some sun.
I just need some sun.
This is the time of the year where you really need some
Mark message there saying Ed Sheeran has too many songs. It's not fair.
Okay.
That's true.
Fair. Let's confirm for tomorrow there'll be no Ed Sheeran then.
Okay, no Ed Sheeran tomorrow.
There is too many songs. Yeah. I actually hear you. You're like, it could be one of 40.
Yeah, I'm not going to go here listing off.
One of time.
Yeah.
Right, 087-711-1038.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
When have you been supportive for someone when you really didn't want to be?
Oh, so much of the time.
When have you been supportive for someone when you really didn't want to be? 087-711-1038. We're not talking about being supportive of someone's views or anything when you didn't want to be. I'm talking about the time you showed up again and again to your kids under 13 soccer match and you're like, why did I have children? It's Saturday morning. It's 9:30. It's
in
the rain.
I could be sleeping in.
And I'm out in City West at some stupid kids game again. I'm talking about a time when you went to your girlfriend's favourite influencers live podcast and you've absolutely no interest, but she one day would like to be a podcaster and you sat through it and said,
Yeah, it's a great show.
This is a chance for you to kind of humble brag and also moan at the same time.
Yes.
The reason that this even came to my mind is because a part of me feels slightly sorry. You don't have many reasons to feel sorry for this guy. For Travis Kelce. Because Travis Kelce, who is Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Has been seen and spotted hopping on planes and has been travelling around the world to show up at Taylor Swift gigs. Okay, she's on the Eras tour, we know that.
Yeah.
And even just me, who's not a major Swiftie, can estimate that he's seen one of her shows at least 5 or 6 times at this stage.
Right.
Okay.
And it's the same gig pretty much every time.
Now, it is the Eras tour, so I do think she sometimes mixes up the set list slightly.
Okay.
But I mean, you must be sitting there at this point going, oh, this is the part where she launches into Shake It Off. And then
here's the silver leotard again.
And here's the part where she talks to the fans about the French lip bracelet that they brought to the gig. And this is the part where she meets a fan and blah-de-blah-de-blah. It must be so monotonous. And unlike going out to City West to see your son's soccer game, this guy's flying to bloody Singapore to do this. To be like, hey, hon, coming to see you tonight. Well done, you did great again.
I like to think of him talking exactly like that.
That was
speaking
really good,
of
babe.
The Taylor Swift concerts, you know who's supporting her is Sabrina Carpenter at the moment,
right?
And Barry Keoghan flew out to Singapore to watch her support Taylor Swift,
right? Daytime, grand.
But there's a song, right, in that Sabrina Carpenter does, and every time she does the song, she changes the lyrics to wherever she is in the world right now. So she does a little rhyme about wherever she is. So she did one about Singapore, and it was really cringe. Like, it just wasn't good at all.
Hard to rhyme with Singapore.
Yeah, it is, to be fair. But there was just a camera on Barry, and he's kind of there like, woo! And I'm like, oh God, I guarantee you just got the ick.
We've all been there at certain times of our lives. Maybe we were going out with someone and we had to show up to certain things that they were doing and you're like, yay, God, I'd rather be anywhere else in the world. But here, could be with your kids, could be with your friends. 087 711 1038. When have you been supportive for someone when you really didn't want to be? This was in my mind because I noticed Travis Kelce getting on a plane heading to Singapore again last week to support Taylor Swift again in concert, and surely the man is sick of shaking it off at these Eras gigs at this stage and having to fly all over the world to do it too, not just popping down the road to see her.
Yeah, she's all over the shop.
And he is a Taylor Swift fan, like that's I think how they came together. Like, he is an actual Taylor Swift fan, but I'd say if you went to as many gigs as he's done, he's like, alright, I know this one, I've seen that.
It must be very monotonous.
This is the bit where the cannon goes off. Yeah, there it is.
Oh yeah, here's the balloons falling from the sky in the stadium.
Oh, so much, such a surprise.
Oh wow.
One, go.
Yeah.
We've all been there. We've all been supportive of people when we're just, it's not our thing at all. And you're trying to be sound and you're trying to be supportive, but you might just have absolutely no interest. Lots of people getting in on this, including this person who naturally wants to stay anonymous.
In 2018, Taylor Swift was in Croke Park and my son had a final on the same day at the same time. I gave up my tickets for Taylor Swift and I stood on that sideline. Probably the only time I ever regret going to support him, because today, now that he's 18, 19, I asked him, did he remember how I came and supported him and gave up my Taylor Swift tickets? He hadn't a clue. So yeah, the only time I ever regret supporting my son's football match.
Not worth it at all. I'm like, did they win? I want to know if they won, because that's kind of worth it.
I'm quite annoying when I support people, but mainly my boyfriend Alex, because I think we're close enough for me to be like this, but like, I always kind of look for praise. I'm like, wasn't it good that I went to that? And one big thing is kind of looming that I think I might get roped into going to, and that's an event in the UK called Pinfest, and it's a convention of pinball lovers.
Oh, wow.
Where you play pinball all weekend. I've been asked to attend this event in the coming months and I'm told that the room don't smell great.
he wants you to go, so you're the only girlfriend ever gone to pinball.
Yeah, and there ain't a lot of women at this event.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so this looms for me large, and I have sympathy for everybody getting in touch today.
Yeah, I was going out with someone years ago and he was a big fan of fishing. And he used to always say, come on, I'd love it. We can catch a fish and cook her for dinner. I was like, I don't want to see that. Don't kill the fish. And I'd be sitting there and I'd be like, do you think you're nearly done?
Oh my God, that is so boring.
Like, it's getting dark. It doesn't matter, we can stay. There's no rush at all. Is the river not a bit high today? No, I have me waders. Come on.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Jesus.
This person, again, wants to stay anonymous, and I reckon this man must have gone to many a wedding to push him to send this voice note to us this morning.
Any wedding ever. Just no. Oh, do you remember Finneog and Duras? No. Well, they're getting married. You do know them. You met them at Niall's 30th. Who's Niall? And they're getting married. Oh, we're not going. And it's going to be amazing. You go. And it's in a castle. Nope. In the Midlands. Nope. And it's themed. No. Oh, they're dying to see it. No, they're not. No,
they're not. Finneog and Duras.
That is the best voice note we've ever gotten on the show.
Honestly, can I play that again, Callum?
Oh, that's so funny.
There's so much going on there. It sounds like he's a scripted actor that works like in a serious movie.
That's
incredible.
Let's go again.
You legend of a man.
Any wedding ever. Just no. You, oh, do you remember Finneog and Duras? No. Well, they're getting married. You do know them. You met them at Niall's 30th. Who's Niall? And they're getting married. Oh, we're not going. And it's going to be amazing. You go. And it's in a castle. Nope. In the Midlands. Nope. And it's themed. No. Oh, they're dying to see it. No, they're not. No, they're not.
I love this man.
It's in a castle. You go.
That sounds like a man who's on the verge of breaking.
Yeah. Do not invite this man to another wedding.
That's
please.
A man who spent a lot of money at weddings. No interest.
When have you been supportive of someone when you really didn't want to be? Come on, let us know. You can be anonymous.
I always think about this in terms of like, I've been quite a good boyfriend over the past like years.
Really?
However many relationships I've had. Like my first girlfriend was a chef and she always used to make me try these rotten foods and I was like,
or nice foods to most people.
Yeah, probably nice to most people. One of them loved running. I took up running for a while. That was a weird time in my life.
I couldn't even imagine that.
Exactly. But then the other one was a makeup artist and it was middle of the pandemic. We were living together. Mm. And so who was her canvas? Me.
No way.
So
really?
I was getting the, you know, what's that? Where they make your face skinnier and the
contour.
The contouring and I was getting the eyeshadow and I was getting every... I was getting the eyebrows done, the lash done. I was getting everything done. I looked $1 million.
Oh my God, do you have photos of this?
They have been deleted.
Oh, no.
But I just thought, like, that's pretty supportive. Like, she'd come home, she'd be like, so I have a new look I'd like to try out. And I'm like, for God's sake. And I got her this chair for her birthday, like a director's chair.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'd sit up in the big director's chair and I'd just close my eyes and off she'd work. And I was like, God, I'm a deadly boyfriend. And also, gorgeous.
Stunning.
Byron, hey.
How's it going, lads?
Good.
Good, Byron.
Come here, man. When have you been as supportive for someone when you really didn't want to be?
I had to go to my daughter's choir competition. And of course, the choir competition was on and an important match was on. Man United and Arsenal.
Oh, yeah.
And the match had to go on the phone and the looks I was getting at the back of the basketball arena where they weren't pleasant looks.
So they're singing like,
Yeah.
And you're going,
go on, United.
And I'm effing and blinding. And I think they're a poor performance, but I was because of my United.
You think that you're a dad going, my daughter's shite.
Yeah, you really don't want to be at your daughter's choir competition when United are playing, because you'll just get abused.
Basically, that's it. I think my daughter was thrilled with us. She's actually a good singer, but...
She doesn't know us anyway.
I can't say the same for the Man United team at the moment.
No, I agree.
No.
Do you know what, Byron? I did the exact same thing, not at a choir thing, but at a christening. I was at the back of the church of this cousin that was getting christened and I was watching a United match. Probably not the best thing I'd ever said on the radio.
Not a great look.
No. You have to do what you have to do. That's it.
I love it, Byron. Thanks so much, man.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Hi, how are you? It's Tuesday, it's the 12th of March. Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin. What's going on?
What's up?
Morning. I went home at the weekend and I was chatting to my mum who is at home. So I was like, I better talk to her.
Ah, you better talk to her.
Have a chat. And
something to do with anything.
Yeah, sure. She was just sitting there. But my mom is a teacher, and she was kind of like stressed out because she was looking online for items that she could wear on Friday in school. This Friday,
okay?
Because it's crazy hair day.
No,
sorry, crazy hair day in school this Friday. Okay, but not only is it crazy hair day, it's also green day and jersey day. So it's crazy hair, green day, jersey day.
Sorry, I need to just ask a couple of questions. What's crazy hair day? I've never heard of that in a school.
They've actually done it before in that school to great success. It's where you kind of do a crazy hairstyle or you wear something crazy in your hair. Like my mum wore like little pink strips in her hair, little clip in, like
that's
pink extensions.
So fun.
That's
that is fun. And on then... its own. On its own, it's fun. On its own, jersey day is fun. On its own, green day is fun. Why are we Why are we doing all three on the one day?
I suppose you'd have to wear all on the one day. If it's Green Day, you might have to do green hairstyles, and the jersey'd have to just be an Irish jersey.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking you'd have mad hair and an Irish jersey on, and then you'd be listening to American Idiot all day.
Well, that's another
interpretation. Over the tannoy on the school.
Oh, Green Day.
I was asked my mum, why are all these days combined? It doesn't make any sense. And she said, that was the student council. So the student council came up with this idea. This is a primary school.
There's a student council now in a primary school.
Said this makes a lot more sense as to why they're all on the same day. And I said, what is the celebration? Like, what's the reason for the day? Oh, the student council are fundraising for mini goalposts for the yard.
Ah.
And I just was like, I wish workplaces were like this.
That's
where,
cute.
Like, the colleague council can be like, so we're holding a bake sale that's country and western themed and it's to fundraise for, I don't know,
a new microphone.
Yeah, literally.
I'm obsessed with the merging of this.
I know.
I think, like, what is a theme day without a merge of theme days? What is World Book Day without also being World's Fish Day?
Yeah. I feel like we could totally do one in work. We could do our own. If we wanted something that much, like if we wanted beanbags or couches in here, we could have a fundraiser.
Yeah.
Where we like decide to do.
And you may as well triple your earnings by making it a triple theme.
There you go.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
They have the right idea.
Well, the fifth class, whatever they are, student council are doing great things down there in Kildare.
Great things for Staplestown.
I would have loved if it was just full of junior infants.
In the council.
Yeah, at the council. Order, order.
Daisy
Hay. Katie, stop picking your nose.
You're on spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Let's just get into this, okay?
Good morning.
Good morning. The royal family are having a mare, okay? They're having an absolute and utter mare.
It has been
a crazy week online. It's been a crazy week of speculation. And just to bring you up to speed, in case you've been living under a rock, there's a lot of speculation about the well-being of the Princess of Wales, okay? Kate was admitted for surgery in January, and a lengthy recovery time was provided in terms of details from Kensington Palace at the time. Separately, the King is undergoing treatment for cancer.
Yeah.
And Prince William pulled out of a memorial of his godfather at the end of February, very last minute, due to a personal matter. So this is where speculation started to get...
Yeah.
Right. Because ever since this surgery back in January for Kate, she had not been seen anywhere. Now, it's important to note that the palace did say that she wouldn't be out and about, and she was going to take some private time to recover.
Yeah, did they say she wouldn't be around till like after Easter?
Yes, there was.
So I was wondering, why have everybody gone? Yes. Why is everyone going crazy now?
But conspiracy theories started to go completely wild online, as in some of these were silly, some of these were kind of funny, people trying to be funny online.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them a little bit more sinister, okay? Some claimed she was hiding due to a hairdo transformation that went wrong. Or some saying that it was because of her involvement in the new, now infamous Willy Wonka experience.
Of course, yeah. She was the unknown.
Yeah. So move number one from the PR team was to try and quash all this before it grew legs. They released a statement saying, we were really clear from the start that we were not going to provide a running commentary on the Princess of Wales' health and only provide significant updates. Grant.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't stop the speculation and Twitter going into full meltdown. Move number two that maybe was intended to calm was a photo of the princess in the passenger seat of the car with her mom. Now, this was released by TMZ and, interestingly, is an unofficial paparazzi photo. It's incredibly grainy and many even speculating that it wasn't even Kate, it was actually Pippa, her sister.
Uh-huh.
She looked quite different to what she looked like in the new photo released a few days ago.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a second. So from there, moves to calm the situation did the opposite and worsened again. Now, you would assume at this point they need to act. They need to calm the public and stop the storm. It's time to quash this for once and for all. And last Sunday, the perfect time to do it, it's Mother's Day. On their joint account, the Prince and Princess of Wales, they'd often share photos that they take within their home on a fancy enough camera, right?
Yeah, they're like portraits.
So after all this, and don't get me wrong, I was the first person absolutely obsessed. Sorry, ma'am, can't take a call. Obsessed with conspiracy theories about where Kate Middleton has been, right? And then on Mother's Day, I saw this photo was released and I said, oh, grand, job done. There she is. She's grand.
She looks amazing in this photo, actually.
Fabulous. She's with her three kids. That's the end of that. Twitter will now be a much more boring place. But however, within hours, major photo agencies were told to kill the image. Now, kill the image, in case you don't know, is a direction that instructs media organisations that have used the picture to remove it because they're not up to...
They can't basically verify that it's real.
They're due to normally issues with copyright or journalistic process, but royal
photographers being pulled is very rare. It's all kind of saying that this image was manipulated in a way that did not meet the Associated Press's photo standards.
Yeah.
And it's quite clear. I'm sure we've all seen it. We don't need to get into it. There are several inconsistencies in that photo.
Easily 10 different weird things happening
and
there.
And the more you look at it, the weirder it gets.
Yeah.
At first glance, it kind of shows how like many fake pictures are on the internet until you look at them going, that's not right. There's something wrong with that.
The skirt, the sleeve, the face, the background, the trees,
the
everything.
Trees,
there's so much going on.
A lot going on. And people who are like serious photo, like people, I was at an event last night and I was speaking to a photographer, I know him, and I said, what do you think of this photo? And he said, there is absolutely no way, bearing in mind he's no ties to the royal family, that the royal family released that, that went through the right processes.
Right.
And his theory is that Kate released it, right? Now, what does that mean? I don't know. It is worth noting that in that image, Kate is not wearing her wedding rings. If you're trying to dispel concerns about the well-being of the marriage between the future king
and the family,
the Princess of Wales, I'm sure you'd say, just chuck on the rings there, Kate, just to kind of, you know, calm this down. And she wasn't. It was also worth noting that when the photo had initially been posted, it was claimed that Prince William took the photo. However, on the back of the further drama and turmoil that came on the back of this photo, the situation got even worse. And Kate then came out and put up a statement basically saying that she, like many amateur photographers, she occasionally experiments with editing. She said, I want to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I hope everyone celebrating had a very happy Mother's Day and signed off as C. I'm sorry. Let's be clear. As if she's sitting there with Adobe on her phone going, oh, do you know what? Now I'm going to change that there. And
we add a few leaves to the tree. Brighten it up.
Like the ring doesn't look great in that. Take it out.
Yeah.
I think it's fair to say from anyone who's watched The Crown, so is an expert in vertical.
Yeah, yeah.
That is a lie and that didn't happen.
As if Kate Middleton knows how to use the patch tool. Like, like I studied Photoshop in college. It's an intricate software.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, I'll just do a bit of editing. Will
no,
you
it's
stop?
So complicated.
It's so strange and just such, it makes situation even, that statement just worsened the situation again.
Yeah, when I saw this, my first thought was, what shoddy Photoshop work. So many more tools and features that she could have used on easier software like Canva. If I was taking my stunning family photo and playing around with it on Photoshop, I would have added a frame to make it look like it was part of a film strip. I would have added mustaches on the lads for the crack and banter. I would have had some text that said, fam. I would have added some blush, some teeth whitening.
Yes.
You know, the teeth whitening effect. I would have done Inkify to make it look like it was made from an ink pen. I think she missed a trick with the editing skills.
See, I was thinking of, I think she should release another photo because obviously this one didn't really work out that well.
No.
But I think she needs to put some stuff on it. So say, for example, say the same kind of photo, you know, they're all sitting there and having a lovely time and then a computer next to them with Adobe Photoshop open. but only slightly so you can kind of see, right? Then I also would love, because you know, the way she said in her tweet that she was like a photographer and you're like, I don't think she knows how to set up a timer on an iPhone, let alone a photographer.
Yeah.
But I'd love like maybe a camera around her neck and maybe a GoPro on her head. Do you know what I mean? And maybe one of them sticks with the 360 views that the snowboarders use. Do you know what I mean?
A big selfie stick as well.
Yeah. Or do you remember that photo of the granny that went famous? It went viral because she went to take her passport photo and she actually just ended up being in the Liverpool starting 11. That's the kind of filters I want on this thing. And maybe the old, you know, Snapchat dog filter with the tongue and the ears.
Oh yeah, a bit of sepia tone.
I hope everything is okay and she's all right.
Absolutely.
But the situation can't really get any weirder, but it very well may.
Recharged. Dolly Parton has been in the news again, making headlines. This woman is unstoppable. She's 78 years old.
78?
Yeah, and she's all over the press this morning, and for great reason. It's been kind of an exciting time to be a Dolly Parton fan, I would say. She recently collaborated with Pitbull on a remix of 9 to 5 called Powerful Women. It was an absolute banger. Put your hands to the sky. This goes out to the women working hard 9 to 5. Very commercially successful.
No, it wasn't.
I think it's criminal that we're not playing that song.
Agreed.
I think we might be the only radio station in Britain and Ireland who have played it on One More Tune a couple of weeks back. I love this song. It's such a bop. But another exciting Dolly Parton collab could be on the cards. And this makes me want to wee myself with excitement. It's Dolly and Beyonce.
Oh, for God's sake.
Okay, we think, all right, I'm going to preface it with we think, and Dolly thinks, she doesn't actually know. So ever since Beyonce announced her country music album, which is out at the end of the month, Dolly Parton has been kind of like a big Beyonce cheerleader out of nowhere. So she posts on Instagram, I'm a big fan of Beyonce and very excited she's done a country album. Congratulations on your Billboard Hot Country number one single. Can't wait to hear the full album. Love, Dolly.
That's really kind.
It's so cute.
Especially when someone like Beyonce, Beyonce's coming onto your turf. Like, especially having had maybe no expressed passion in the past for country music. And then it's like, what are you doing here?
I love,
get off my charts.
Yeah, I love the way she's like mama country. Like, welcome on board.
Yeah.
Now, Dolly has kind of let it slip that she thinks Beyonce's new album is going to have a cover of this song.
Except it'll be Becky with the big hair.
I don't know if it would, like, I think maybe she might sample it. I don't know if she'd use it.
I would love to hear a sample of it. I kind of hope she doesn't just sing it straight through.
That's fair.
Dolly was being interviewed at the launch of Dollywood 2024. Like, this is Dolly's Dollywood theme park that I desperately want
to go
to.
It really is her world.
Sorry,
we're living in
say that again.
Dollywood. Have you never heard of Dollywood?
No.
It's Dolly Parton's theme park in Tennessee.
Dolly Parton,
it's a Dolly Parton themed theme park.
As in there's sort of Dolly Parton roller coaster.
Yes, have you never heard of this?
What?
Yes, I want to go there so badly. But it was like the launch of the new season and somebody was interviewing her and she said, yeah, I believe she's going to do this. And then they were like, wait, Beyonce's going to cover Jolene?
Yeah.
And she's like, I heard, I think.
No.
I hope she does. And so it's like, wait, is she or isn't she?
I think Beyonce would be very clever to cover a Dolly song.
I think so too, especially if she's doing the country album.
Yeah, yeah.
Emma's just discovering Dollywood.
Yeah. Dollywood is a thing. You got to be the most famous person ever and be such a legend to have a theme park named after you. It doesn't even look country music themed. It's just a theme park that's called Dollywood.
It looks amazing. So in the spirit of Dolly Parton and her thinking, hearing and hoping, I have picked a few country songs that I heard, that I think and that I hope Beyonce is going to do covers of on her new album.
All right.
I heard and I think and I hope that Beyonce's going to do a cover of Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash on the new album.
I'd love that.
Down, down, down.
I also
the Ring of Fire.
Think, heard and hope she's going to do a cover of Nathan Carter's Wagon Wheel. That I would love to hear.
Well, look, if she's trying to break into the country scene, no better person to get into with Nathan Carter.
My granny will suddenly be a big Beyonce fan.
The Hoedown Throwdown, I hear, hope and think could be on there by Miley Cyrus. And lastly, I heard, hope and think, Old MacDonald's Had a Farm. It's got to be on the new Beyonce album.
E-I-E-I when?
I'm excited. March 29th. It's going to be interesting.
I'm in shock. Like, this
I just
is unreal.
Think, is there any genre that Beyonce could go to that she'd lose your interest?
Absolutely not. You could do heavy metal and I'd be on board.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling
in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We're in the middle of another round of
One Flute in the Rave. Right you are. This is Shocked in the Gaeilge, so we're changing things up.
Say it properly.
One Flute in the Rave.
No, Shocked
in the Rave.
Thank you.
Fronerum. Sometimes at this time we play a game called One Foot in the Rave. We play tiny snippets of a dance song. You have to guess what it is. This week we've changed it up. I dug out my tin whistle that I haven't played since I was in about fourth class. And I've been playing dance tunes on the tin whistle for you to guess.
I really, 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 really want to get involved in this week. But my fiddle's in Waterford.
I have I would love like a little triangle. I think I'd do a really good job of playing the triangle.
Anyone play the spoon?
Was anyone forced to do a musical instrument outside of school? No.
I just did a bit of violin and tin whistle in school. Like,
oh, you did violin?
I did violin in school, but okay. I was really, really bad.
I told you that my parents sent me to piano lessons, and after three lessons, the teacher was called my mum aside and was like, he just wants to talk about Man United. He has no interest in piano, like, at all.
No way.
She was like, I'm just robbing a living off you.
This is kind of inspiring me to take up the tin whistle again, though, because on today's song, I've kind of expanded my skills. I've added a bit of ornamentation and I think I'm getting better. I'm excited to see where I'm at on Thursday.
I think it's important to say that most people listening don't know what ornamentation means. So can you just, before we play the clip, give us a description of kind of what ornamentation is?
The best way I can describe it is just a bit of just a bit of flair. You'll hear it.
All right, have a listen. No, the ornamentation is my favourite bit.
Stunning.
My favourite bit is your big deep breaths between every blow. You can hear it. Listen to that again.
It's a bit painful.
Are you
to
ready for
back
her
to,
big, like. Breath. Wait for the next breath.
It's through the tin whistle.
How are you, Zach?
All good. How are you guys?
Good, good. What's your review of Aisling's flute playing skills or tin whistle playing
skills?
Yeah,
what do you think of them?
Definitely better than mine.
Thank you. That's more like it. Yesterday I was getting dog's abuse for my tin whistle playing.
What do you think of her ornamentation?
Oh, I couldn't tell you what ornamentation is. The only ornaments I know go on a Christmas tree.
Yeah,
that's fair. That's okay. I was the same before yesterday when I created the term ornamentation.
Is that not a thing?
No, it is.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God. I was like, if you made that up now, Ashley, I'm going to use that. Lovely ornamentation on that.
Yeah, because I was pretending to know it. I was like, yeah, I know what ornamentation is, obviously.
Yeah. Okay, so what dance song do you think she was playing on her tin whistle?
Don't Wake Me Up by Avicii.
Let's check.
You're absolutely correct. Well done. You are very good at identifying tin whistle tunes.
And that's a skill you can take forever through life.
Yeah.
And you should say that at your next job interview.
I was just about to say, job interview, CV, whatever you need, Zach, it's yours to own and enjoy.
And so is two IMC cinema passes.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Goodbye. Happy days. Well done.
See you later. Okay, we go again tomorrow. God only knows what you'll put yourself through today. How long did that take to work on yesterday?
Do you know what the hardest thing is? Finding a song in the bloody key of D. I can only play songs in the key of D.
Is really? The most Aisling sentence I've ever heard.
And are there many ravey songs in the key of D? That
no, I've
question.
Tried Party Rock Anthem. I've tried a few. That's not going to work.
Right, okay.
Sugar.
Well, the best of luck tomorrow.
I have about an hour ahead of me now.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.